The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. While anti-government protests have been going on in Iran, deadly demonstrations are also raging much closer to South Florida, in Honduras. More than 30 people have been killed during unrest there since the presidential election in late November, an election many are calling fraudulent. President Juan Orlando Hernandez was declared the winner, but serious irregularities have caused his opponents to call for a month of protests to prevent him from being sworn in on January 27th. Univision.com correspondent David Adams has been covering Central America for three decades, and he's been watching Honduras's election controversy closely. I spoke with Adams about the likelihood of fraud. David, thanks for talking with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, Tim.
Your exhaustive Univision.com article points out after more than half the votes were counted in the Honduran election, the challenger, Salvador Nasrallah, had a pretty ample lead of 5 percentage points over conservative President Hernandez. And that's when the trouble started.
Well, that's right. The vote count effectively stopped. And that naturally aroused suspicions. But what we learned is that there weren't any more votes to count. Ballots for about 35% of the country, the rural ballots, actually had to be trucked in. And those didn't arrive until Monday late afternoon, the day after the election. And then the vote count stopped again on Wednesday. The company that was in charge of processing the votes told us the server uploading the results had to be taken down because it got overloaded.
But the big concern here was that those remaining rural votes suddenly started showing this trend in Hernandez's favor, which a lot of observers thought was not really that plausible.
Right. It is possible that the votes from rural areas did trend towards the conservative president. But the Organization of American States technical analysis showed, curiously, the trend was uniform across all the areas the results were being late counted in. And they found that extremely statistically unlikely.
So if fraud did help Hernandez eventually overtake Nasrallah, does evidence point to tampering with the vote counting software system or tampering with the remaining votes that were counted by that system, or both?
Both. The officials say it was all done correctly and transparently. And we spoke to the president of the company who handled all of the vote processing, and he said nothing amiss happened at all. Other analysts found a strange alteration to some of the tally sheets. The watermarks had disappeared. Some of the security data had disappeared. And in fact, it looked like there'd been a kind of cut and paste job. And it's quite well known that the president of the Electoral Tribunal, David Matamoros, is an ally of the president. And there was no member of the opposition alliance on the Electoral Tribunal.
The Organization of American States, essentially the UN of the Western Hemisphere, has refused to endorse Hernandez's victory. Why?
The Organization of American States simply found there were too many anomalies, too many irregularities and deficiencies, what they called a low-quality election, for there to be any credibility in it. And therefore, the Secretary General of the OAS concluded the best option is to have to redo the election.
At the same time, here in the U.S., the Trump administration has endorsed the official result.
Well, in fact, Colombia was the first, Mexico followed, and Spain and Canada. Hernandez has established a close relationship with the United States. He's a key figure in U.S. regional immigration strategy to stem the flow of migration, and also in the war on drugs, Honduras being an important trampoline for drugs coming from South America.
Latin American voting seemed to have become cleaner and more transparent in this century. Do you think the Organization of American States is worried that letting this election stand could encourage a return to the fraudulent elections of the region's past?
I think so, and everybody is acutely aware of the fact that there are a series of very important elections to take place this year.
Right.
In particular, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil.
Yeah.
So it's extremely concerning. If something does go wrong, the people involved will just be able to dismiss the observers.
Thanks again, David.
My pleasure, Tim.
David Adams covers Latin America for Univision.com. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.